Silence, a powerful contemporary Australian dance theatre, will be showing at His Majesty's Theatre in Perth early next month. And joining us on NITV Radio to discuss this powerful performance that's centred around treaty is Carol Project's Thomas Kelly. Thomas, first of all, thanks for joining us and welcome to NITV Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Now, can you tell us about what inspired you and what was the motivation to create this powerful theatre dance, Silence?
Yeah, totally. Silence is a dance theatre work that's all about continuing the conversation of a treaty. So I was really interested in what a treaty is and what a treaty could be. And I spoke to a few of my mentor artists about wanting to do this work about treaty, and they were telling me that they did works about treaty 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. And I kind of had this moment of like, how annoying that I could still do a work about treaty and it's still just as relevant. And so I read a few draft treaties. I spoke to more elders, especially ones that were around, you know, some of our esteemed political freedom fighters from Southeast Queensland region, especially where we're based. We're based on the Gold Coast, on the bottom end of the Gold Coast. I felt it was important to continue the conversation. Every time a new political leader comes in charge and they ask Indigenous Australia, well, what do you want to see a change in? The conversation of a treaty is always on the list, and it's just constantly pushed off. The agreement for how we're meant to be, the agreement where we're the only Commonwealth country that's never had one, it's always swept off, pushed off the table and swept under the rug. So I felt that as a next generation artist and as someone who has an opportunity to have a voice, that is something I wanted to keep the conversation of, was the treaty conversation.
Yeah, politicians have mastered the art of kicking the can down the road, dragging their feet and avoid the topics that they might find disturbing for them. But your focus, my right to deduct that your focus is to keep conversations about treaty at the forefront and not just sweep it under the carpet as some are doing?
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't talk about it, it does keep becoming a distant memory. So we're just making sure it's still there. It's still an issue that we want to keep bringing to the table and we still want to talk about and we actually want it. And I mean, I feel that there's a lot of issues in this country, and one of them is, and especially when it comes to the whole, you know, the racism, the blatant racism that's across this country, it's because people don't know how to coexist. They don't know how to cohabit this land together. And I think a treaty and all the things that come with a treaty and that can come with a treaty could be a huge first step in how we're supposed to all call this place home.
And going to the artistic side of the show, how does the raw physical style of dance in Silence aim to challenge stereotypes about traditional Indigenous dance?
I grew up doing traditional dance, and then I went and studied at NAISTA, so this and that's where I really learned all the Western side of dancing, or the contemporary and ballet and all that type of stuff. And for me, putting them both together in a way that's respectful is been something I've been very fortunate to have the opportunity in crafting. And in this show in particular, you really see that I've bring together the styles that I grew up with and that I learned later on together on stage. It's very physical. It's very demanding in moments. We're all exhausted. We all leave it on the stage, which I felt was very important. It's not the concept of the conversation isn't one that we wanted to have, you know, half-heartedly. We wanted to put it all out there. And we have 7 performers in the work. We take up quite a lot of space. We have a live drum kit. It's very physical. There is dance, yes, but there's also text and speaking and acting along throughout the work. It is dance theatre. I like, choral means everything. So I like using everything that we need to use to tell the story. And it's a very special work that has a lot of elements that I think that I have, and with my creative team, with my wife who co-runs the company, and those who have had on the outside, that we've been able to craft pretty well together.
And something that's spoken about a lot and really stands out for everyone who's heard about it, it's the drumming. What's the significance of live drum beats and percussion, and what role does it play in driving the narrative and themes of the piece?
Yeah, there's a couple of reasons. One of them was I got quite frustrated when people were telling me that I should have didgeridoo in my sound scores to make my shows more authentically Indigenous, when my people didn't play the didge. I mean, over time it was traded and you know, colonial times traded, and we had possum skin drums. And so this idea of putting drums was like, that's what I want. That's what we had. We had some sort of drum, and I want to put that in. And then once I got the live drummer and worked that out, I realized that it became the heartbeat. It became the heartbeat of country. It was the heartbeat of the story. And so in this work, we have our storyteller and our song man and our aunties and our uncles and our grandmother. Like, we're all on the stage. And then, you know, bringing the drum holds it there. It's the heartbeat of country that calls for us to do what needs to be done. That's who we are as First Nations people. You know, we respect country. We belong to country. We're custodians of country, and you know, we do stuff to protect it and to look after it, and it calls for us, and that's what the drum is in this work.
Yeah, you kind of touched on it a little bit, but can you tell us a little bit more how your identity as Minjungbal, Yugambe, Wiradjuri, and Nivanuatu man influenced the creative vision for this work?
I'm a Minjungbal, Yugambe, Wiradjuri, and Nivanuatu man. I was born and bred on my grandmother's country, so southeast Queensland, northern New South Wales, which is also where the company is based now. Carol is based there. And it's really important for me to tell the story with myself in it. And so I growing up on my grandmother's country, growing up doing cultural dance and continuing to learn my stories and my language and my songs from my elders. And that informs who I am as a person, which then informs me as an artist. It really comes through with my works. And then I have a full First Nations cast. So then I also have the inclusion of them mob bringing their own ancestors into the space and into the stories, and we hold each other, and I am the lead and I am the one who's directing and crafting and all of that, yes, but it really comes down to everyone who's been a part of it.
You mentioned the importance of your company, Carol Project. What role do you see companies like Carol Project and Black Dance as well, because they're also bringing some really groundbreaking shows to Perth? What role do you see them playing in amplifying First Nations voices in the performing arts?
I built Carol out of a lack of representation of First Nation dance on the highest level of contemporary, I should say. And I graduated through NASA Dance College, and I've seen places like Bangarra Dance Theatre be so incredible and amazing in their touring and their storytelling, but it was the only one. And I just constantly felt like I could see non-Indigenous stories week after week after week, and then one time of the year I get to see an Indigenous story, and I just didn't feel like that was right. And then I would look at the industry and look at how many First Nation artists who didn't get into that company were around trying to still be artists. So I felt like it was important to create Carol. So I made Carol out of what I felt was a necessity to tell more stories, to employ more First Nations people, and to have our mob showcased on stages of the highest level more regularly. That's what we've been doing for, this is our seventh year since the seed and the idea of Carol was born, and this is our third year being a funded company in Queensland. It's really exciting because in that time I felt like when we were back in the beginning, one of the only, with there being nothing and then us starting and then come to now, and there's a couple, there's a few seeds, there's a few that are got a few more, you know, got some funding and got some projects really pumping out there, and then there's a couple of new ones coming through. So I think Carol was a part of this moment in time where a couple of us in different parts of the country all decided to go, we're going to do this. We're going to start making ourselves be seen, start making ourselves be heard on a grander scale. Black Dance is our producers. They're one of the big drivers for that as well. I mean, we started Carol and then we both kind of came together to create Silence, and it's been really awesome. And as you mentioned, there's here in Perth, they're bringing over Gary Lang's work, The Other Side of Me, as well, which is doing a WA NT tour. And you know, the support is there. People want to see the stories. It's such unique and interesting stories. It's for Mob, it's so empowering to see ourselves on stage in a powerful position of our stories being showcased loudly and proudly. And that's what Carol is being a part of.
And finally, as a choreographer, what message or story do you hope audiences take away from experiencing silence?
Silence is the beginning of the conversation. The amount of people who were never really sure, both Indigenous and non-Indigenous, of what exactly a treaty could be, that's what this show is. This show is to show you a couple of reasons why and what a treaty could be if the conversation was to go further. So what I want people to leave when they see the show and they come out, I want them to be inspired and empowered from the work, and I want them to be able to have some talking points. So if they were to go away and say, oh, I saw Silence by Carol Prentice, it's about treaty, and someone was to go, what is a treaty? They have the information to say a few things of what a treaty could be. That's the idea of this work.
Thomas Kelly, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us on NITV Radio today.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.